USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will meet once again for a special Saturday session to try to move forward with the infrastructure bill that will cost about $1 trillion. Despite negotiations that lasted into the early hours of the morning, senators were unable to agree on a path to speed up votes on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Bill Hagerty said he could not, in good conscience, allow the measure to advance after the Congressional Budget Office projected deficit increases from the legislation. Many senators flew to Wyoming for a Friday funeral of former Senator Mike Enzi. The Republican died last month after a biking accident. He retired from the Senate earlier this year after serving 24 years in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Education Department has extended federal student loan relief through January 31st of next year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. A statement from the Education Department says the additional time and a definitive end date will allow borrowers to plan for the resumption of payments and reduce the risk of delinquency and defaults. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic.
A former staffer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has accused the governor of groping her, has filed a criminal complaint with the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Cuomo could be arrested if the woman's claims are substantiated. Undersheriff William Rice said the complaint would not be made public because it's an open investigation and would be released once the investigation is closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Hundreds of survivors, first responders, and victims' family members from the September 11th attacks sent a letter to President Biden asking him to not attend any memorial events this year unless he declassifies government documents related to the incident, which happened almost 20 years ago. The letter, signed by 1,800 people, calls on Biden to uphold his promise to release the evidence, many of which believe it shows Saudi leaders are linked to the attack. Nearly 3,000 victims were killed at the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the plane crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Events to mark the 20th anniversary of the attacks are expected to take place in all three locations next month. The letter reads, 6 months ago, the 9/11 community had great hopes that President Biden would be the long-lost champion of those directly affected by this murderous attack on our nation. We cannot in good faith and with veneration to the lost, sick, and injured welcome the president to our hallowed ground until he fulfills his commitment. Biden pledged to release as much information as possible during his 2020 presidential campaign. Senators Bob Menendez and Richard Blumenthal also called for the Biden administration to declassify the documents during a news conference outside the Capitol. The two senators also co-sponsored the September 11th Transparency Act of 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.